I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On July 1st, the Pope will hold a summit with Lebanese Christian leaders. They'll discuss the ongoing financial and political crisis in the country, and the Pope has said the meeting will be an opportunity to pray for the stability of Lebanon. And that's something that many Christians have already been doing, says David from the ministry Cry Out Now. Many believers gather together every Friday to pray for Lebanon and the unity of its Christian factions, and he's inviting you to join this practice.
When God's people are gathering together to pray, it seems that things just seem to start to happen. From a variety of different non-Christian groups, there are people following Jesus north, south, east, and west here in Lebanon, and that definitely was not the case about 8 to 10 years ago.
And it's easy to think that only Bible translators or church planters are qualified for the mission field. Wycliffe USA's Chris Gassler says, just like there are many parts with different functions in the body of Christ, so there are many roles on the mission field.
I have a friend in Cameroon who is a diesel engine mechanic, and he runs a shop where he's training guys to do auto mechanics. They have a devotional every morning for an hour and a half, and then he spends the rest of the day teaching them a skill so that they can participate in the economy.
Chris used to be a professional trombone player. Today, he uses his background in music to help communities develop their own worship songs.
Maybe my circumstances were unique. How many trombone players out there end up doing missionary work in Africa? I get that. But it just felt completely natural and normal to me.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org.
I would say don't count anything out. Respond as the Lord leads you to respond.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.